Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Joel Barker, one of my heroes, back on the show. Joel, I'm very happy to say, is a valued member of our Brain Trust, highly valued, and the author of many books, including Five Regions of the Future, which is his new book, including Future Edge, including The Business of Paradigms, all the way back. And he's also a filmmaker. And his new film is called Innovation at the Verge. I think I said that right. Joel Barker, welcome back.
You did. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Paradigms.
By the way, just for your listeners' knowledge, in case they want a little bit more than we're going to have today, tomorrow night I'm going to be on Coast to Coast, the radio show that starts in a lot of places at midnight. But
right.
I'm going to be on 3 hours talking about the last 10 years and the next 10 years.
Wow, 3 hours!
3 hours.
You can do that in the middle of the night, you know.
Yeah.
You can do that in the middle of the night. Well, I thought, you know, and here you thought I loved you, but boy, they must really love you for 3 hours.
Once a year with them.
There you go. You're a lot more regularly with us. Hey, Joel, I want to talk about your ideas on innovation, and one of the things that you're seeing, and that's in the area of batteries. Now, you've talked about batteries with us before, but give us the news.
Well, a little bit of background, which has been the battery has always been the choke point for electrical cars and other electrical things, because they didn't work very well, they didn't carry a big charge, they weighed a lot.
Too big?
They took a long time to charge.
Yeah.
And we have talked over the last year and a half about breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one, which comes from Stanford, by the way. MIT was really the leaders in this for a while, and I was saying, boy, are they going to make a lot of money on their patent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Stanford has come out with a guy named Yi Cui, I believe it's Y-I, and then C-U-I, has developed a totally new way to approach batteries, making it with paper, with office paper, with copy paper.
What?
Yeah, he has figured out how to coat plain paper with nanoparticles. Now notice the difference here. We have primitive technology,
right.
paper,
coupled thousands of years old
nano material in nanowires made out of silver.
Yeah,
and then carbon nanotubes, and he coats those and then separates them, and he gets a battery that is really efficient, very high performance. Extremely cheap to make, and you can even take it and crumple it like a newspaper and open
it
up.
But how do you apply it?
Well, think about this. You've got a flat battery now, okay?
Yeah.
So you can cut it in any form you want.
Yeah.
You can put it in the roof of the car. You can put it in the back of your Kindle. You can put it in the back of your iPhone.
Right.
So what you've got now is a battery with very cheap material that is very efficient, that allows you to have a low-cost battery, high efficiency, and fit in places that you typically wouldn't put a battery.
Is it rechargeable?
And made out of materials that, you know, you're using teeny, teeny, teeny little bits of the material.
Is it rechargeable, or is it...
In fact, I sent you the URLs for this so people can read about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the Stanford article, it's appeared in three places already. I think it can recharge three times as many times as the best lithium battery.
Wow.
So this is a big deal because of the cost, because of the capacity.
So is the idea to have, instead of having thicker paper, just have more sheets of paper on top of each other?
Yeah, exactly.
Interfaced with each other?
He makes it on copy paper. That's how thin the paper
is. Wow.
But the trick is, because you have nanoparticles, the nanoparticles, see, that paper is just hugely porous.
Right.
And open to hook on, you know, so it can kind of embed itself in the paper.
What do you see the applications for this?
Well, just for starters, no pun intended, think about cars.
Yeah.
Because you have lots of flat surfaces in cars. The
right.
hood, the roof, the trunk, which all of a sudden become a place to put the battery instead of having
so
to
your car is your car is not painted, it's battery coated.
Exactly.
Or what color is your car, battery?
It is insulated. You know, it's like an insulation between the roof and the ceiling cloth. So cars for sure, but then think of all the other places that we're now saying, boy, if we do that electrically instead of with natural gas
right.
or something else,
right.
well, this is the thing. The
How close, in 30 seconds.
Really big deal is mass storage.
Right. How close are how close to the market?
Oh, they said it can commercialize very rapidly, so I'd expect to see it in 3 years.
Wow. How about that, folks? I can't wait. And you heard it here first on the Small Business Advocate Show. Joel wouldn't tell anybody else about this. Right, Joel? Quick break. Stay with us. 20 till.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.